You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. Eva here with you, and joining me today, Carmen Santos, one of the chefs from Whole Foods and the executive director of the food pantries for the Capital District. Natasha Pernica is here as well. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So could you tell me about some of the work that the food pantry does as and services that they give for the Capital District?
Sure. The food pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of more than 60 food pantries in the region. We support our member pantries by providing funding for food, food delivery, service coordination. I think many people are surprised when they hear about how many people seek assistance right here in our local community. Last year, there were more than 59,000 people
Wow.
who visited our 65 food pantries, and they were provided enough food for more than 3.3 million meals last year.
That's incredible. You're feeding so many people right in the backyard. And I know some people struggle with feeling possibly embarrassed about going.
I think a lot of people don't really understand what a food pantry is. And so it seems like, you know, I don't need that help. I would rather do without than have to go to a food pantry. But there are more than 89,000 people struggling with food insecurity in our region, which doesn't mean they're starving and out on the street begging. It's regular people. It's the senior citizen couple that have been retired and are living on an extremely fixed income. It's someone who their family is underemployed, someone just lost a job or had an unexpected medical bill. Can't tell you how many times in my daily life, because of my role in the community, and people say, oh, where do you work? And they say, oh, you know, I've had to use a food pantry before. And food pantries provide a minimum of 3 days worth of grocery items. So you can take the food home with you and cook with it and incorporate it into your own daily life. It's there to help people get by and get the food that they need.
And do you have other things as well, like toiletries and things of that nature as well?
Yeah, there is such a need in our community for more than just food. So while pantries provide shelf-stable items, many pantries provide fresh produce. But many of the pantries also provide personal hygiene products, toilet paper, toothbrushes. And through the food pantries, we also have an infant needs program where we raise money for free diapers and formula to help families' dollars stretch farther in times of need.
Wow, the work you do is absolutely phenomenal. Now, the Harvest Evening Celebration Shelf Challenge is happening on October 4th. It's a Thursday. It's going to be at the Franklin Plaza in Troy starting at 6 p.m. This is the 7th annual, correct?
Yeah. When we started Harvest Evening Celebration, we wanted to make sure that the event spoke to our mission. And our mission is to raise awareness about hunger in our community and also to make people realize that the food that's given out at food pantries is stuff that you'll find in your own pantry. We wanted to help reduce the stigma and make it fun. So we invited chefs to come and use food that's commonly found in a food pantry as a part of their tastings. And so each year it keeps growing. This year, our event is presented by AOW and Capital Financial Planning, and so many people in the community come to help raise money in support of the 65 food pantries and more than 59,000 people in our community who seek assistance each year.
Carmen, can you give me a little hint as to what you might be making?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the fall theme because it's a, you know, it's the fall festival. We did something hearty like the African peanut stew, but we wanted to do something different. I can tell you that I chose ground turkey as my protein to go with because a lot of people don't eat red meat. And I figured, you know, turkey, the holidays are coming around. I wanted to be festive, you know, fitting with the fall theme. That's what we're going for.
Now, how long have you been cooking for?
I've actually been cooking since I was about 8. Everything I know, I'm a self-taught chef, and Whole Foods has really given me the opportunity to express myself with my culinary abilities. I've been the supervisor in prep foods for the past year, so that has given me a lot of knowledge. And Whole Foods, being that they have such great products, I was able to try stuff that I've never tried before, really open my palate to new things and new flavors and new cultures that I've never, you know, tapped into before. So it's given me a lot of drive to continue what I'm doing.
Do you have a preference preference of a type of food that you like to make?
I'm Puerto Rican, so I cook a lot of Spanish food.
I'm Puerto Rican as well, yes. So I know. I'm half Puerto Rican, half Dutch Caribbean.
All right. Yeah, I've worked in an Italian restaurant and Japanese, so I have a lot of influences from there. I did some internships at a French restaurant too, so I got a little bit of everything in there, but I go to the Spanish food because that's what I was taught.
It's the comfort food, the food yes. that our moms and our dads have been making absolutely. Our whole life.
Absolutely.
Can we expect a little bit of a Spanish influence with the ground turkey with the fall that you're going through? Or are you going a different style
for your challenge? We're going a different style. We're not submitting a personal recipe. I'm submitting a Whole Foods recipe. This is something that we make during the holidays. So I figure instead of, you know, creating something, I'd rather show people what we can make. It will have the recipe at the festival there printed out. So if you wanted to take it home, you can make it yourself.
That's awesome. And do you know some of the other restaurants and some of the other places that will be there?
You should expect to see chefs from Ali B's Cozy Kitchen, The Tipsy Moose, Field Notes, The Point, Whole Foods, and more. So we're excited for all the chefs that are participating this year. And we have a special chef duo from one of our pantry members, St. John's, St. Anne's, in the south end of Albany are coming. They operate a soup kitchen as well, and they're going to be competing along with the restaurants.
That's awesome. That's going to be such an exciting evening. What are some of the produce items that they can choose from to use in the challenge?
So some of the common items that are distributed through pantries, things like mixed vegetables, peas, corn, green beans. I've seen some pretty amazing things done with fruit cocktail, as well as things like canned beans, ground turkey, tuna, and of course, noodles, bread, rice, and things like that. So, I mean, if you think about it, it's stuff that you have in your pantry at home as well.
Yeah, I can think of a ton of different ideas. So I'm sure that all the food that's going to be prepared that evening is going to be very diverse in all the different choices.
Yeah, it's a really fun night to see how the chefs decide to use the food. One of the awards for the night is the easiest recipe for a food pantry consumer to recreate at home. So maybe it wouldn't be so elaborate, but it would be something really tasty that anyone, and especially someone struggling financially, could make in their own kitchen, which to me is a really special award that we give.
Of course, because that award is not only giving the food at that time and giving ideas, but teaching them how to make it at home as well and helping extend the food that they're receiving. The tickets are ranging from about $75 to $1,000. What are some of the different packages?
Yeah, for a regular ticket, $75 to attend the event. And of course, people can join the honorary committee. Tickets are available on our website, which is thefoodpantries.org. Or you can also call us for more information at 518-458-1167.
So will there just be different stations set up? What's some of the things that they'll be able to see when they're walking around the event?
Our event is going to have live music. We'll have the chef sampling as part of the challenge, a silent auction. And we also honor some special community partners. So we'll be doing an award ceremony. And we also have some more fun ideas planned for the evening.
Ooh, she's not letting all the cards up her sleeve just out yet. So make sure that you come out for the Harvest Evening Celebration Chef Challenge. It's happening Thursday, October 4th at the Franklin Plaza. It's going to begin at 6 p.m. You can get tickets at thefoodpantry.org or you can check out the event at eventbrite.com as well. Thank you so much, Natasha. Thank you, Carmen, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was an honor. Thank you.